Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where today's signal is not that agents are suddenly everywhere. That part is old news. The interesting bit is that the agent stack is becoming governable at every layer. The desktop Git client now understands work trees and merge conflicts as agent-era workflow objects. Microsoft's fast coding model has moved into Enterprise Copilot. OpenAI is previewing a new flagship with explicit multi-agent reasoning modes. And fresh research is asking how much structure agents need before they touch real systems. The through line is wonderfully practical. Agent builders are no longer just chasing smarter models. They are building shelves, locks, labels, receipts, and escape hatches. Start with GitHub Desktop 3.6, because it is a very tidy example of AI leaving the chat box and entering the development surface where work actually happens. The release adds Git WorkTree support, Copilot-powered commit authoring, and Copilot-assisted merge conflict resolution. The commit writer now reads repository guidance from .github, copilotinstructions.md, and agents.md, and it honors commit metadata rules. Merge assistants can explain conflicting changes, propose a resolution, and leave the final choice to review. That matters because work trees have become one of the quiet primitives of serious coding agent usage. If several agents or humans are exploring different branches in parallel, the old loop of stash, switch, clone, regret, repeat becomes a tax on experimentation. Bringing work trees into a mainstream desktop client lowers the activation energy for parallel development. Pair that with commit metadata gates and conflict explanations, and the client becomes less of a Git wrapper and more of an agent-era control surface. GitHub also pushed MAI Code 1 Flash into general availability for Copilot Business and Copilot Enterprise. It is Microsoft AI's in-house coding model, purpose-built for fast, low-latency responses in high-volume iterative coding workflows. Administrators must enable it in Copilot settings, and usage is billed at provider list pricing. The detail to notice is not just another model in a picker. It is that enterprises now get a speed-optimized coding model that can be turned on by policy, measured through billing, and placed inside the same governance plane as the rest of Copilot. The third ledger item is Price Per Token's model release tracker, showing zero new models in the strict last 24-hour counter, while still listing a major yesterday item, OpenAI's limited preview of GPT 5.6 Sol-E. That combination is useful. It reminds us to distinguish two clocks, the exact daily release counter and the wider operational news cycle. The show will not pretend a quiet model lane is noisy, but a next-generation preview from OpenAI absolutely belongs on the board. OpenAI's GPT 5.6 preview is the model story of the day. OpenAI says it is beginning a limited preview of a new GPT 5.6 series. Sol as the flagship, Terra as the balanced everyday tier, and Luna as the fast low-cost tier. The company describes Sol as its strongest model yet, with improvements in coding, cybersecurity, biology, long horizon work, tool use, and agentic workflows. Two new knobs stand out: max reasoning effort for deeper single model reasoning, and ultra mode, which uses subagents to accelerate complex work. The benchmark claim to watch is Terminal Bench 2.1. OpenAI reports GPT 5.6, Sol Ultra at 91.9%, Sol at 88.8%, and GPT 5.5 at 88.0%. Treat any vendor benchmark as a lead, not a verdict, but the framing is revealing. The frontier model is no longer only a text generator with better reasoning. It is being marketed as a coordinator for long-running command line work. The safety framing is equally deliberate. OpenAI says Sol is better at helping defenders find and fix vulnerabilities than reliably carrying out end-to-end attacks, and that it does not cross the cybercritical threshold in its preparedness framework. That is precisely the zone builders need to interrogate with independent evals. MAI Code 1 Flash is the second model item because its significance is different. It is not a new public frontier model. It is a deployment move. Copilot Business and enterprise customers now have access to a fast coding model optimized for high-throughput agentic coding loops. The practical question for teams is whether latency and price improvements change how they use agents. If a model is cheap and fast enough for repeated micro-iterations, teams may shift from ask once, inspect carefully, toward let the harness probe, test, and refine many times. That can be excellent, but only if the harness has real stop conditions and review gates. The broader model operations note comes from OpenRouter's models page. The catalogue now describes router-style offerings such as AutoRouter, FreeModels Router, Fusion, and a Pareto Code Router that maintains a shortlist of coding models ranked by external coding percentiles. My take: the future model picker is less likely to be a drop-down and more likely to be a policy engine. Give it budget, latency, coding score, tool calling, data retention, and region constraints. Let the system choose. Log what happened. In tooling, the GitHub desktop release is part of a larger pattern. Agent affordances are moving into ordinary developer tools. Worktree management is not glamorous. Commit metadata rules are not glamorous. Merge conflict explanation is only glamorous to people who have been emotionally wounded by a three-way diff, which is to say, quite a few of us. But these are the seams where agent work becomes reviewable. Hugging Face's tiny agents post remains a useful backfill because it states the minimalist version of the agent loop. Once you have an MCP client, an agent is essentially a while loop over tool discovery, model tool calls, tool execution, and results fed back to the model. That simplicity is powerful and also a warning. If an agent is just a while loop, then the engineering value lives in the loop controls: which tools are exposed, how permissions are scoped, where state is recorded, when the loop stops, and how failure is surfaced. IBM Research's June argument for agent logic points in the same direction from the enterprise side. Their claim is that scalable enterprise AI will not come from shoving more context into larger models, but from structured software primitives in the harness: knowledge graphs, program analysis, algorithms, workflow sequencing, policy as code, and observability-driven reasoning. That is a useful antidote to context window maximalism. Big context helps, but structure tells the model where not to wander. For trending repositories, I treated GitHub's API and OSS Insight as the shelf tags. The first standout is a Feiyan MECC, with about 222,000 stars and a fresh push on June 25th. It presents itself as an agent harness performance optimization system for skills, instincts, memory, security, and research. First development across popular coding agents. The star count is startling, so the right response is not credulity. It is curiosity. Builders should inspect whether the repository has reproducible practices, real examples, and a community that matches the attention. Second is UltraWorkers Claw Code, around 194,000 stars, describing an agent-managed museum exhibit built in Rust and maintained with no human intervention. I would treat that as both tooling signal and cultural signal. The community is fascinated by systems that claim persistent agent maintenance, but production teams should ask for the receipts, commit provenance, test history, rollback paths, and whether no human intervention means autonomy or simply unattended risk. Third is Langinius to Defy, with roughly 146,000 stars and recent activity today. Defy is a production-ready platform for agentic workflow development. It is not new, but the trend line says demand remains strong for platforms that package agent building into something teams can operate. The research lane is rich, and the strongest new theme is structure before action. CHIA, an open-source framework for agentic AI-driven hardware and software co-design research, argues that if agents are going to help with architecture, compilers, systems, and VLSI, researchers need a principled harness, not a loose prompt. This is important because hardware-software co-design punishes vague evaluation. You need reproducible tasks, tool chains, benchmarks, and constraints, or the agent is just producing expensive confidence. Nova, a verification-aware agent harness for architecture evolution in industrial recommender systems, is even closer to the day's theme. The paper frames architecture changes as something an agent can propose, but the harness must be verification-aware before those proposals mean anything. That is the correct posture for industrial agents. Generation is cheap. Validation is the product. The spec growth engine tackles a problem every AI-assisted software team will recognize. As agents accelerate implementation, specifications can drift away from code, and code can grow faster than the shared understanding around it. The paper proposes spec-anchored, code-coupled, drift-enforced architecture. I like the phrase drift-enforced, because it implies the spec is not a document you admire on a shelf. It is a living constraint that can fail a workflow. How much static structure do code agents need? Asks a wonderfully practical question. Code agents often rely on keyword search, but repositories are made of relationships, call graphs, inheritance, configuration dependencies, tests, and build paths. The paper studies deterministic anchoring, essentially giving agents static structure so they can navigate with more than textual guesswork. That aligns with the broader lesson. The best agent systems do not ask the model to rediscover the map on every turn. Finally, agents that know too much surveys privacy in LLM agents. As agents query databases, search documents, remember interactions, and call APIs, privacy stops being a policy page and becomes a runtime property. What does the agent know? What can it retrieve? What can it retain? What can it combine? What can it leak through a tool call? The survey is a useful reminder that memory and agency together create new privacy surfaces. Hacker News threads on AI development workflows continue to circle the same practical questions. Which stack actually works? How much structure coding agents need? And where humans still do the judgment? The community signal is less agents are magic, and more agents are useful when the codebase has tests, interfaces, and reviewable boundaries. And AssessInsight's AI trending page shows the top recent movers dominated by coding agents: OpenCode, OpenAI Codex, Claude Code, Llama.cpp, and Goose. Even when individual repos were already covered this week, the aggregate signal is fresh. The energy is concentrated around coding surfaces, local inference, and agent clients rather than generic chat apps. The day's takeaway is that the agent stack is getting operational. Models are gaining explicit reasoning and sub-agent modes. Enterprise coding models are moving behind policy switches. Git clients are learning work trees, instructions, metadata, and conflict explanations. Minimal MCP agents show how little code it takes to create a loop, while enterprise and research work show how much structure that loop needs before it deserves trust. So yes, the frontier is still moving. But the more durable story is the scaffolding around it: policy, work trees, static structure, verification-aware harnesses, living specs, privacy boundaries, and model routing that knows price and capability in real time. The useful future is not an agent that says, "I handled it." The useful future is an agent system that can show where it worked, which gates held, what changed, what was tested, what it cost, and how to roll it back. Neatly labeled, properly sourced, much less cinematic perhaps, but vastly more likely to survive Monday morning.